بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل مثنى مثنى، ويوتر بركعة من آخر الليل، ويصلي ركعتين قبل صلاة الغداة، وكأن الأذان بأذنيه. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to perform tahajjud salah at night in units of two rakats. So two rakats Rasulullah SAW would read, and then in the end he would read his witr. So he would add one more rakat to two rakats, making it three rakats of witr, and the witr would be the last part of the night, in other words after his tahajjud. And then Rasulullah SAW would also perform two rakats before the fajr salah, that is the two sunnat of fajr, and it was as if the adhan was still in his ears. In other words, the adhan was given, and immediately after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform his two rakats of the sunnat of fajr. And this is the chapter we had been discussing, that performing the two rakats of sunnat of fajr, we discussed previous chapter how important it is, and in this chapter it should be light, it should not be lengthy. And the reason for this is the entire night, or a large portion of the night, Rasulullah sallallahu engaged in tahajjud salah, and fajr salah itself is a long salah, therefore he would not tire himself, and the two sunnat of fajr would be light, two light rakats. Wa an ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kana yaqra'u fi rak'atay al-fajr fi al-ula minhuma qulu amanna billahi wa ma unzila ilayna al-aya allati fi al-baqarah wa fi al-akhirati minhuma amanna billahi wa ashhadu bi anna muslimun. وفي رواية وفي الآخرة التي في آل عمران تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم رواه مسلم. In this hadith we see that Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنهما narrated Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would perform his two rakat of fajr, then at times he would read these verses which I recited now. He should recite in the first rakat قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا till the end of the ayah. This verse appears in Surah Baqarah. And in the second rakat, he will read, آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. Another narration says that he will read an ayat of Surah Ali Imran in the second rakat, قُلْ يَا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. So these are some of the verses that Rasulullah will read in his sunnat of fajr. Those who are hafiz, those who know these verses, can read these verses. But you see now in the next two narrations that Rasulullah would recite, and very easy for all of us to follow, the sunnah is to read Surah Kafirun in the first rakat and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ in the second rakat. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَرَأَ فِي رَكْعَتَيِ الْفَجْرِ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ وَقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم recited Surah Al-Kafirun, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, that surah in the first rakat of the sunnah of the fajr, and Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ, in the second rakat of Surah Fajr, in the second rakat of the sunnah of fajr. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال رمقت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شهرا. Hazrat Ibn Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنه narrates, I observed very carefully Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم for 1 month. فكان يقرأ في ركعتين قبل الفجر, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would read in the two rakats before Fajr, قل يا أيها الكافرون وقل هو الله واحد. Read قل يا أيها الكافرون in the first rakat and قل هو الله واحد in the second rakat. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. A very simple, easy task of sunnah of fajr we should never miss, and it should be light, and we shouldn't delay in reading of sunnah of fajr. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, if possible read that in the first rakat, and قُلْ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ in the second rakat. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَن لَّا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ